watches that doggie in the window, the one with the waggly tail.
The one that's sticking his head out the window as you're going 40 miles an hour down.
Why do they do that? Well, we ought to find out.
Well, they like it, but it's not a good thing to do.
Oh.
It's dangerous for the animal.
Well, I would think so.
Because any kind of thing in the roadway is also, you know, stones and things like that from
put
trucks.
Put goggles on them.
We've got with us our favorite pet trendologist, Charlotte Reed, and her buddy, Dr. Michael Fleck, veterinarian, joining us from the New York International Auto Show. Thanks for joining us again. What do you see out there as far as cars and pets? What's the connection here?
Well, you know, so many people consider pets part of their family, and they really want to share their life with their pets. So why not take your pet on a cross-town trip or a cross-country adventure? So it's only natural that Dr. Fleck and I are covering the New York Auto Show because we have 5 dogs and a cat and have taken a road trip or two with our pets.
What would be the, I guess, maybe some good cars for pets, if there is such a thing?
Well, you know, ideally, you want a car with a larger interior. And Edmunds actually wrote an article in 2009 and updated it last year in 2013. Most of the pet-friendly cars on the list were SUVs. But, you know, there are some smaller choices. For example, Honda, you've probably seen a lot of the news coverage. Honda has a new car called the Fit or the HRC, which is a really nice car. It's got a nice... the back seat has something called magic seats. They fold down, so you've got a nice, roomy area for your pet. You can stick a large dog in there, or you could stick a large crate. A large dog can sit on the seat, or you could stick a large crate in the back of the car and travel with your dog. So that's one of the great cars that I saw. I mean, we even looked at one of the Jeep options, the new Renegade, which is like a nice, roomy interior. I know earlier you were talking about having the breeze blow through the dog's hair, having the dog stick his head out the window, which obviously is not a good idea. That's right on the money about that. But that car is really nice because it has an open top. It's called the MySpace top, where you have 2 portals that, you know, open air, sunroof type thing. And the pet can still have that sensation but be strapped into the back seat to limit driver distraction, but still get that sensation of having the air on the face. So there were 2 options. Also, we saw a wonderful Porsche that Dr. Fleck and I would love to have. It was a little pricey for us, though.
You know,
Charlotte's very much more practical about looking at these vehicles. And as we looked at them to try to see about the safety for the pets, I had a very difficult time, like most guys. I kept wanting to look at the Porsches, the Bentleys, the Mercedes, and then I had to pull myself back into reality again and start looking at the family car. And the family car, of course, had to consider our pet.
Well, look, you know, first of all, you got to get the dogs in the car. You say to some dogs, hey, let's go for a ride. They run out to the car like an arrow. Other dogs run in the opposite direction. How do you get those dogs in the car?
Well, one of the things I always suggest to people is make the car a pleasant experience. So, you know, walk your dog on a leash to the car, introduce him to the car by having him get in, and once he gets in, sit on the seat with him and give him some treats. You know, do that a few times. Then what you do is you do the same thing, but this time you restrain him either with a crate or a safety harness. And then once again, treat him. And then when he realizes that the car is a nice place to go, he'll want to go in the car because he recognizes he's been treated. Then, you know, take it up another notch. Take short trips around the neighborhood, and if he does really well, then you treat him. And dogs generally tend to like that. I mean, our Hannah, a golden retriever, she's a big, brave girl, but we always find she's skittish around the car. Once she started getting treats, she'll run to the car. You know, she loves it now. And she might be going on the shortest trip with Dr. Fleck to the bank or just running an errand or something like that, but now she really likes going in the car.
Speaking of going in the car, I've only had one dog that this was a problem with, which was sort of car sickness. This dog was raised on a farm, I think. It had no idea about motorized vehicles. So once it got in the car, the first thing it did was, like, throw up. So I needed to know, is car sickness something that can be broken, or is it just sort of a attitude of the dog? What's the story, Dr. Fleck?
No, No, a lot of times that's really the biological makeup of that particular individual. They're very nervous. And so a number of people, as they're telling me, they're taking trips, particularly with cats more than with dogs. They ask for something to calm them down so that they're not so nervous, so they aren't going to throw up in your car. And so each veterinarian has his or her own selection of medications that can be used to help neutralize that condition. I used two or three different kinds. I like to use the H-promazine because I understand how it works and I know what the dosages are because it varies from size to size and breed to breed. But I've used Valium, I've used Xanax before, and you use it effectively. But I really did want to bring up something about what you said at the beginning about, you know, you see the heads of dogs out the window because they think it's so great to feel that wind. And they really shouldn't because there's a number of health issues that they can have as well as dangers about what's in the road and how close they're going to be coming to another object as their head is out the window. And that brings up what the dog should be in. And I want you to do as I say, not what I do. But they really should be crated. They should be in harnesses. Not like my dogs when they jump in the car and sit in the back seat. And they just love the look.
We're talking today with Charlotte Reed and Dr. Fleck, our favorite dynamic pet duo. They're at the New York International Auto Show. Charlotte, any kind of things in the pet world that make it easier for us to travel with our animal, aside from crates, I suppose?
Sure. I mean, one of the things that you want to look for when you're buying a car is you want to look for those pet-friendly features. You want definitely roomy interiors. You want easy-to-clean upholstery and flooring options, tinted windows to protect, you know, yourself and your pet from harmful UVA rays, UVB rays. I like to have climate control and rear ventilation as well as music that plays in the back because I like to, you know, sometimes I listen to my rock and roll, but sometimes if they think it's going to be a longer trip, I want them to calm down. I'll play some classical music. One of the things that I like are safety windows and locks, you know, the child-proof locks. Hooks and belts also help to secure crates. I want to be able to have all those latches. And I want to make sure, especially for our senior dog, that he can very easily jump in the car. So I want something that's a little bit lower to the ground. I actually, when I drive with my dogs, they're restrained in with crates and harnesses. But when I am a clean freak, so I'm constantly every, you know, 2 weeks at the car wash, I have my seat cars covered. So it makes it much easier for me to clean the car. Hannah has a sensitive stomach, so what I tend to do when I put her in the car, because we don't always give our pets medication, I roll the window down about 2 inches and let her get the fresh air. This way she can't hang her head out of the window because a lot of flying debris can, you know, hit her in the eye. Or in some cases, you see this all the time, people driving with their dog on their lap. Have you guys seen that?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
A huge mistake because it really does. It's like texting. It contributes to driver distraction. It only takes 1 minute, a second actually, to take your eyes off the road and your hands off the wheel. So that's why it's so important to keep your pet restrained and not in the front seat, but in the back seat. Just imagine having an accident and him going through the front window, or him smashing in the airbag. So back seat definitely, and limit driver distraction.
Sounds good. Our guests today, Charlotte Reed and Dr. Michael Fleck. I understand we'll be talking with you from the Kentucky Derby. This first Saturday in May is not too far away, so we look forward to that as a different angle of the
We're excited about that one.
We're very excited, and actually we're going to be reporting from Churchill down on Oaks Day, which is the filly race, to kind of fill you in about what's going to happen on Derby Day.
All right.
So that's a day of fun and celebration in itself.
Have you purchased your hat yet, Charlotte? Or are you just going to take a cat and put her on top of your
head? Well, darling, I love my fascinators. I have a big collection. But on Oaks Day, a lot of the women, or most of the women, wear pink dresses. So now I have to go out and splurge for a pink dress.
All right. Sounds good. I don't know what Dr. Fleck will wear, but it doesn't matter. It's radio, so we don't have to worry about that at all.
Dr. Fleck will be wearing a boater. I've already selected it, picked it out.
Okay.
So he'll be looking sharp in his seersucker suit and his nice straw boater.
Excellent. Very much. We appreciate your time, Charlotte Reed, and also Dr. Michael Fleck. We'll talk with you again coming up real soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a great day.
You too.